Section 8.2, speed limits, including default limits where not posted. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, then it must be a duck. Call it what you want to. Unlawful speed, too fast for conditions, failure to use due care, failure to have your vehicle under control, or speed greater than is reasonable and prudent. But too fast is too fast. You may blame whomever you choose, the police officer, the judge, the weather, your boss, or even your mate for your citation, but it doesn't change the fact that you were speeding. Let us give you something to think about. Speeding reduces a driver's ability to steer safely around curves on the highway or avoid objects in the roadway. It extends the distance necessary to stop a car, increases the distance a vehicle travels while a driver reacts, and reduces the effectiveness of the vehicle's safety features. The faster you go, the harder you hit. There is a big difference between unlawful speed and speed too fast for conditions or failing to have your vehicle under control. Speeding, exceeding the posted speed limit, is one of the most prevalent factors contributing to traffic crashes. The economic cost to society of speeding-related crashes is estimated by the NHTSA to be $40.4 billion per year. In 2007, speeding was a contributing factor in 31% of all fatal crashes, and 13,040 lives were lost in speeding-related crashes. The 2000 costs of speeding-related crashes were estimated to be $40.4 billion a year, or $76,865 per minute, or $1,281 per second. See footnote number 1. Too few drivers view speeding as an immediate risk to their personal safety or the safety of others, but crash severity increases with the speed of the vehicle at impact. Inversely, the effectiveness of restraint devices like airbags and safety belts and vehicular construction features such as crumple zones and side member beams decline as impact speed increases. The probability of death, disfigurement, or debilitating injury increases with higher speed at impact. Such consequences double for every 10 miles per hour over 50 miles per hour that a vehicle travels. Many drivers don't consider this. They slow their speed in residential areas or when the weather turns bad. To them, a few miles an hour over the posted speed limit is an acceptable risk. Their excuse? Other drivers do it. They believe the worst that can happen to them is to receive a speeding ticket. Drivers like this are wrong, maybe even dead wrong, because driving too fast for conditions or exceeding the posted speed limit can kill you. In 2000, 593,000 people in the U.S. received minor injuries in speeding-related crashes. An additional 71,000 people received moderate injuries, and 39,000 received serious to critical injuries in speeding-related crashes. See footnote number 2. For drivers involved in fatal crashes, young males are the most likely to be speeding. The relative proportion of speeding-related crashes to all crashes decreases with increasing driver age. In 2007, 39% of the male drivers 15 to 20 years old who were involved in fatal crashes were speeding at the time of the crash. See footnote number 3. Alcohol and speeding seem to go hand in hand. In 2007, 26% of the speeding drivers in the U.S. under 21 years old who were involved in fatal crashes were also impaired with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08 grams per deciliter or greater. In contrast, only 13% of the non-speeding drivers under age 21 involved in fatal crashes in 2005 were impaired. For drivers between 21 and 24 years of age who were involved in fatal crashes in the U.S. in 2007, 52% of the speeding drivers were impaired, compared with only 26% of non-speeding drivers. Speeding was a factor in 30% of the fatal crashes that occurred on dry roads in 2007 and 34% of those that occurred on wet roads. Speeding was involved in 32% of the fatal crashes that occurred in construction maintenance zones in 2007. In 2007, 88% of speeding-related fatalities in the U.S. occurred on roads that were not interstate highways. For both speeding and non-speeding drivers involved in fatal crashes, the percentage of those who had been drinking, with BAC 0.01 or greater at the time the crash occurred, was higher at night than during the day. Between midnight and 3 a.m., 70% of speeding drivers involved in fatal crashes had been drinking. See footnote number 4. Speed limit, default speed limit. The speed limit is posted in most areas and changes with road conditions. If the speed limit is not posted, the default speed limit will be in effect. Florida standard speed limits. Municipal speed areas, 30 miles per hour. Business or residential areas, 30 miles per hour. Rural interstate, 70 miles per hour. Limited access highways, 70 miles per hour. All other roads and highways, 55 miles per hour. School zones, 20 miles per hour. The 55 mile per hour maximum speed limit is still in effect in Florida, except where otherwise posted. Speed limits are 70 miles per hour on some rural interstate highways. Speed limits may be changed on other multi-lane highways and in areas where the conditions require lower speeds. Drivers should not assume that because the area appears to be a particular urban, municipality, business, or highway area, that the speed is the standard or expected speed zone. Observe and obey the posted speed signs, as there may be frequent changes from area to area along the selected roads or highways. Minimum speed limits. When the maximum speed limit is 70 miles per hour, the minimum speed limit is 50 miles per hour. Otherwise, the minimum speed limit is 40 miles per hour. Speed limit signs are posted at the beginning of a speed zone, and drivers must be driving at that speed starting at the location of the posted sign and continuing until there is a posted speed limit change. Source: S316.183 to S316.1895, Florida Statute.